What's your name?
My name is Jason Wan Lee.
Where are you from?
From the Bay Area.
Nice. So I was wondering if you would be willing to learn a verse of scripture with me and to have a moment in prayer.
Yeah, of course.
Would that be good?
Yeah.
All right. So the scripture we're going to learn is Psalm chapter 27, verse 2. Mm-hmm. Okay. First, I'll say the whole verse to you, and then we'll break it down and we'll learn it piece by piece, and then we'll have a time of prayer.
Okay? Sounds good.
All right. The verse is this: when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Okay? Mm. So let's take the first part. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. Mm-hmm. Let's say that together 8 times.
Got it.
When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. 3 more times. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. Last time. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. Second part, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Ready? Mm-hmm. My enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. 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 2 more times. My enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Last time. My enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Then we'll put the 2 parts together, and we'll try to say the whole verse 8 times together. Don't worry about it if you stumble, because I got you back. Mm. All right, here we go. Mm. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. 2 more times. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Last time. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Great. Okay. So now we've got that verse of scripture memorized. We've got it in our hearts and minds. Now we're going to have just a brief time in prayer. And what we're going to do is first, we're going to thank the Lord. And by thanking him, we're going to thank him for what he has done in our lives. And we're going to try to use the words of this verse for all 3 of these types of prayer. Thanking him, and then praising him for who he is, acknowledging who he is, apart from what he's done. And then finally, worshiping him by offering our submission, our faith, and our obedience to what he has said. So here's how we'll do it. I'll say a prayer, and then you say a prayer. So I'll say a prayer of thanksgiving, then you say a prayer of thanksgiving. I'll say a prayer of praise, you praise. Okay. Here we go. So precious Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, that you have shielded us from attacks of the enemy that we didn't even see coming. We thank you, Lord, that first of all, thank you that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. God, we don't know the degree to which the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Lord Jesus, when the evil one has come against us to eat up our flesh, when the devil has attacked us, Lord, you've caused the devil to stumble and fall. Lord, you have determined that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us, we will refute. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God who gives us victory, that times when we should have fallen, you have held us fast, that you have not allowed us to fall. You've taken us by our right hand and said, here I am. God, I thank you today. I thank you today that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have become like Sodom, like Gomorrah. We would have become to nothing. But God, you have been on our side. You who watch over Israel, you never slumber nor sleep. And we thank you, God, that even though we fall short, you still never allow us to fall. You keep us from falling, and you present us blameless. We thank you today, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Father, we just thank you, God, for you have given us the power and authority, Lord, to rule over, Father God, our realms, Lord Jesus, for you have said that we are more than conquerors,
That's
God.
Right.
We thank you, God, that we don't just proclaim victory and have little rallies, Father God, but we actually live in victory, God.
Yes, God.
For the devil has been defeated and death has lost its sting, God. We live in victory. And I just pray, God, just for that revelation to sink in. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done on the cross, God, that we may live in freedom, that we may live boldly, Father God, and courageously, Father God, not by our own power, God, not by our might, God, but by the grace of Jesus Christ. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in moments, God, that we think that we are weak or in moments, God, when we think that things aren't going our way, Lord Jesus, we know that you are shielding us, God, that you are protecting us,
That's
Lord
right.
Jesus, and that you are directing us to the right path, Lord
That's
Jesus.
Right. That's
so,
right.
So, God, we just give you thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. And Lord, we praise you for who you are, God. We praise you, God. We praise you because you are the Almighty God.
Yes, God.
You said to Abraham, I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. And Lord, you are the Almighty God. You said, to whom then will you liken me? And to whom will I be equal? Lord, we declare that there is no one like you.
Yes,
there is
God.
No one. We can liken you to no one, Lord. You are the God who opens and no one shuts
it. God.
You're the God who shuts it and no one opens it. You're the God who declares it and who can reverse it.
Come
You're the
on.
God who swears by
Come
himself
on.
Because there's no one greater for him to swear by. God, we praise you for who you are. We declare, Lord, we declare that you are the undefeatable God, and that if God is for us, who can be against
God.
Us? The only
that's
reason
right.
we have victory is because you cannot be defeated.
Yeah,
and so,
right.
God, we praise you. God, we praise you, God, for your almighty power. We praise you, O God, for your almighty power. We praise you that you are our
Come
El Shaddai,
on.
And we give you all of the glory. We adore you today in the
God.
Name of your son, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord Jesus, we just declare, God, that there is no other name higher than the name of Jesus. God, that there is no other power that is more magnificent than yours, Lord.
That's
so,
right.
God, we
That's
give you
right.
all the
That's
praise,
right.
and we give you all the glory
yes,
and
God.
Honor, God. You
yes,
deserve
God.
It, God.
Yes,
you
God.
Deserve it. Even the rocks cry out to your name.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we praise you, Father God, with everything that we have, God.
Yes, God.
We give you
yes,
all the
God.
Honor, and we say, God, that there is no one like you. There is no one like you. No one loves you the way you love, God. No one protects, no one shields like the way you do, God.
That's right.
And no one
That's
conquers
right.
the grave like the way
Come
you
on.
Do, God. So, Father God, we praise you, God, with everything that we have, when we say that your name is the highest, God.
Yes,
and Lord
God.
Jesus, we say that every knee, every tongue will confess
Come
that
on.
You are Lord.
That's right.
And yeah, we praise you.
Hallelujah. And Father, we worship you today. God, we worship you today. We're going to walk steadfastly in the victory by which Christ has set us free. We're not going to be entangled again in a yoke of bondage.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Today we declare it by faith. Lord, even as we worship you, we worship by the Spirit. As Paul said, we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh. God, we worship by the Spirit, and in worship we surrender our lives to you. But it's only the Holy Spirit that enables us to surrender our lives to you.
Good.
And so, Lord, by faith, we
declare it by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit to enable our surrender to you. We declare that we worship you. We surrender to you, God. And because you give us victory, we will walk in it, God. Lord, we will be obedient to victory, to your victory, God. We will be obedient to the power of your victory, and we will not walk in defeat, God. We will not walk in darkness. Lord, you said that you are the light of the world, and that if anyone walks in you, he would never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. God, set us free right now, oh God, from every power of darkness that tries to convince us that we cannot walk in the light. Father, we worship you, God, and in worshiping you, we refute the lie, God, and we embrace the truth that we are able to walk in the light as you are in the light, because your Holy Spirit dwells within us to empower us to do so. God. We worship you today in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Father God, we declare today, God, that it is no longer I who live in myself, God, but it is you who live inside of
us,
Lord. And Father God, if you live inside of us, Father, we have everything we need.
That's
we have the light living inside of us, God.
Right.
So, Father God, I pray that that light would begin to penetrate through our minds, God, through our hearts, Lord Jesus. Every area of unbelief, Lord Jesus. Every area of doubt, Father God, and just confusion, Father God, it must be removed. We declare it must be removed in the name of Jesus, God, where light exists, God, darkness cannot. And so, Lord, we declare your light over our bodies, over our minds, Lord, today, God, that we would be set free, Father God, from thoughts that are not from you, God, that are not Holy Spirit influenced. We put our fleshly thoughts to death right now, Father God, we only accept the thoughts, God, that are influenced by the Holy Spirit today.
That's
God, we give ourselves to you today, God.
That's
we worship you.
That's right. In Jesus' name. And
in
Father,
Jesus name.
Lord, we cling to your word today. We cling to the word that you've given us today as a promise. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Lord, it's not only in looking back at our past and seeing that our enemies have never triumphed over us, that no power of darkness has ever triumphed over us, but Father, it's a promise for our future, Lord. We cling to your word today. We cling, and Father, I pray that this word would reverberate in our hearts and minds throughout the day. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight today,
Lord.
As we cling to your word and make it our meditation. We thank you for it. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Jason, thanks so much for sharing this moment with me. It was
very,
very
meaningful. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. God bless.
God bless.